Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I have an umbrella handy as you head out the door. Get ready to use those windshield wipers. Turn on the headlights. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff here to talk about the change in our forecast.
Yeah, and be sure to slow down, folks. Hadn't rained in a while. Got oil buildup, and it's always slick when it rains anyway. We do have some pretty good rains in Denton, also northeastern Tarrant, much of Dallas County, and you might even hear a rumble of thunder or two. Everything's moving from west to east. Areas south of Interstate 20 may get a long break in the rain.
Thank you so much, Danny. A warning to ERCOT that we could see an extreme cold event like we saw in 2021.
Heard from meteorologist Chris Coleman, who predicted above normal temperatures this winter, but a greater than average chance of extreme cold events.
We're in a pattern that supports something like a Uri this winter. Now, to be determined, but that potential is there.
Despite this, the electric grid operators say the grid is better equipped than in previous years to withstand a powerful winter storm, citing weatherization and more electric providers. In 2021, Winter Storm Uri brought days of freezing temperatures that crashed the state's grid, knocked out power and heat to millions of Texans, and led to nearly 250 deaths. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And as classes are canceled again today, schools have been closed all week following a series of water main breaks over the weekend that left much of the city without water. The city says repairs to the water system are complete and water pressure has been restored across all areas. But officials are still waiting on lab results to confirm the water is safe to drink. Until then, the boil water notice remains in effect. The district says it will continue monitoring the situation and provide updates to families as they work toward reopening schools.
He's recovering from a serious health issue. Now Dallas pastor T.D. Jakes has a court battle to fight.
Jakes has filed a defamation lawsuit against a man who accused him of attempted grooming and sexual assault. The accuser, 57-year-old Dwayne Youngblood of Pennsylvania, says this happened when he was in his late teens. Youngblood filed the lawsuit only last week as Jakes was in the hospital recovering after what he called a life-threatening health incident. Jakes collapsed in the middle of his sermon last Sunday at the Potter's House in southern Dallas. Reports indicate that Youngblood, himself a former minister, is a registered sex offender, convicted on two separate occasions. The lawsuit asked for damages exceeding $75,000, including attorney's fees, punitive damages, and more, as the courts may deem appropriate. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Testimony begins today in a trial over the murder of a repo man.
In May of 2022, 52-year-old Adele El-Hindawi and another man went looking for a Jeep. It had been loaned to Brian Espy while his BMW was serviced by Salem Autos. The work was done. Espy's mother had picked up the Beamer, but Espy never returned the Jeep. So El-Hindawi tracked it down at an apartment complex on Alexis Avenue in Arlington. That's where things went bad. A spare key was used to start the Jeep. As El-Hindawi and his co-workers started to drive off, police say Espy came out and began shooting. El-Hindawi was hit and died. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Grocery store wars in North Texas. HEB has moved in, and it's causing other grocers to step up their game. Have you noticed? Because North Texas population boom and a strong local economy, HEB has brought their shopping experience already to North Texas and is coming to even more towns soon, like Mesquite and Mansfield's going to open up soon. Shoppers should expect to see other grocers updating their customers' experience, and that could mean adding more loyalty programs to help save money and other new or updated locations.
The team of scientists have started exploring whether dogs, goats, and other farmyard animals are able to predict natural disasters like volcanic eruptions and earthquakes. They've enrolled thousands of animals for a program that uses tiny little transmitters that are affixed to the mammals, to the birds, to the insects, to help monitor their movements from a satellite in space. A previous study in Sicily on the slopes of Mount Etna, an active volcano, found the sensors showed that the goats became nervous before an eruption and refused to move to higher pastures.
I wonder what goats think of the rain we're having today, or maybe Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff can...
Do they start to do anything, Dan, before, like, before earthquakes they do this stuff? Well, what about before rain, you know?
This is a bad segue.
Oh, mercy.
It is indeed.
I'm sorry, guys. I couldn't help it. I'm just excited about the rain around the area. I know it's during your morning commute and people are losing control, but we need it, okay?
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 1080 KRLD is the station in DFW for market and business updates. Here's KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, Heather. Happy hump day and to the boy band solicitations. We have a stock market that looks higher across the board. Now, the Dow Industrials average being heavily influenced by one stock, Salesforce. Salesforce has been the bane of our existence for a long time. But, by golly, it is sharply higher today after great earnings estimates. And the Dow Industrials average now looks up 173 with, like I say, virtually all of that coming from that one stock. But it's also lifting the NASDAQ, which looks up 154. The S&P average moving on its own up 19. So we could see a fistful of new all-time highs today if everything cooperates. It's a lot of economic news that's due out today. First up, we had the mortgage applications. They upticked 2.8%. That's because interest rates, 30-year mortgage rates, have fallen to the lowest level since October. Also, there are a lot of houses for sale, so people are coming out of the woodwork and beginning to buy houses. We just had the ADP jobs report. This is a gauge of how many people found jobs in the private sector. The number was weak. 146,000 is well below what we thought it was going to be, but that's been enough to sort of cool some of the expectations about interest rates, and indeed the chance of an interest rate cut in 2 weeks for the Fed is now at 74%. Now we'll get some insight on that too, I think, at 12:45 this afternoon. Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed, will be, I think, making a speech, but I know he's in a panel. New York Times has their deal book conference on, so we'll hear from him one way or the other. We'll also get factory orders, service sector index, lots of other data. Foot Locker out with their numbers. Boy, people are not buying those those high-priced sneakers at all. That stock's down 14%, and Nike is falling in sympathy along with it. Eli Lilly rising again. They've said talked about a new study that says their weight loss drug, Zepbound, achieved much better results than Novo Nordisk Wegovy in a head-to-head trial. Crude's up 18 cents, $70.12. Gold's down $1.80 at $26.66.10. And the 10-year rate up to 4.27%. The Dow looks up now 175. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, President-elect Donald Trump may be changing his pick to lead the Department of Defense. Pete Hegseth faces allegations of sexual assault and misconduct. Meanwhile, Trump's choice to lead the DEA, Chad Cronister, has withdrawn from consideration.
CBS Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes joins us live right now to talk about these shakeups and Trump's plans. Nancy, thank you so much for being with us. A lot of moving parts here. What's the big headline?
Well, the big headline is that Trump's pick to be Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, may not be his pick for much longer. CBS News has confirmed, as you noted, that the president-elect is now considering replacing him with the current Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, who President Trump was just with yesterday. They were attending a memorial service for some fallen law enforcement officers here in the Palm Beach area in Florida. And this comes after several days where Hegseth has really seen his star fall among Senate Republicans on Capitol Hill amidst these resurfaced allegations that he was asked to leave a pair of veterans organizations, nonprofits, because of his financial mismanagement, which obviously is a big concern for Republican senators when you're talking about the person who could be tasked with taking over one of the largest bureaucracies in the world, the U.S. military.
How common or uncommon is it as we start to get into this appointment season and the transition between presidents that we do have some controversy and people do have to start pulling out based on their past actions?
You know, I think with every incoming administration, you always see someone who, you know, gets caught up because of something that is revealed in an FBI background check in the past. We've seen the cabinet nominees have to pull out because they had an undocumented nanny or something like that. This is sort of a whole other level of potential skeletons in the closet because he's been accused not only of sexual misconduct, but also repeated incidences of intoxication on the job, and then, of course, there's the fiscal mismanagement as well. And he's the second of Trump's nominees to potentially be shown the door. The first was Matt Gaetz, who was Trump's pick for attorney general, who, as you recall, was also caught up in some allegations of past sexual misconduct. And in that case, that could have been predicted because most of those allegations were known before Trump even named him, which came as a surprise to a lot of Republicans on Capitol Hill.
Well, thank you so much. And of course, that is Nancy Cordes in Washington. She covers the White House.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.